Let all give yes, okay. Now, before I give my suggestions, what I request all of you is to give your questions to me first. You type your questions. All of you who are interested can type, I am waiting. And as I get the questions, I will just take them into consideration and then I will give my message answering those questions. So, start the questions. I am waiting. And as I get the questions, I will read it out to confirm it. Can you please explain about entering into the Aquarian age? That is the question from Teja. Okay.
Murti SK.
Are we entering Meena to Kumbha or the other way? No, we are entering into Kumbha. Can you please explain about the entering into the Aquarian age? That is the first question I have received. And the next question is, are we entering Meena to Kumbha or the other way? The answer is, we are entering from Meena to Kumbha. I will explain why this is happening. One question from Teja, other questions? You don't worry about the time it takes. All of you can ask your questions. And you will know the importance of this meeting also soon. Does the auspicious time last for 18 minutes? The marriage muhurta lasts only for few seconds, but it binds you life after life. So the auspicious time, we got a lot of time, and it is still being continued. Krishnamurti Garu got the answer? So it is continuing. That is exactly what Guruji is trying to do by Prajna Yoga. The questions I got is, entering into the Aquarian age, what does it mean? The other two questions I have already answered. We are entering to the Aquarian age via Meena age. And the other is, it was auspicious when it started, but it is now going to continue for a million years. All of you heard the answers? And now, today is very important for a special group of people. I repeat, this day is very important for a certain group of people because every day the sun rises and every day the sun sets. But the day you write an exam, for example, an intermediate exam, lakhs of people are involved on that day. Though it is the same sunrise for many, many people, but for the intermediate students, you know, their fate depends on it. Similarly, those who are born with a purpose, who feel that they have a purpose of entering the Aquarian age, today is like the examination day, and also on the same day we get the result. Today is the day when those who are born with a special destiny, whether they remember it or not, whether they are aware of it or not, this day is very, 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 very important. This much all of you understood? I am waiting for the response. Right. Now you hear me very carefully. The same type of alignment occurred in 1962. What in India, we know it as the Ashtagraha Kutami. Many people were worried about it. many astrologers and those who believe in the ability of certain people to prophesy, they thought that something drastic and dangerous is happening on 5th February 1962, a very, very similar configuration that we have today. Many people don't know what happened on that day. As far as India is concerned, it was the beginning of the war, probably around September or so, with China. It is not important, I am just telling you that even though many people were worried about the date and many people fought with China, but still for many people nothing happened. Similarly, today is such a day for few chosen people. And when I say a few chosen people, I mean a minimum of 5 lakhs. 5 lakhs people throughout the world have been chosen. They have given the required dose. And I am talking this a minimum number of 5 lakhs. And those especially who are hearing this, and who will hear it again and again in the coming years, are all chosen people for this purpose. For them this day is important. They can very clearly remember that 14th February 2009 is the day when the era change has been announced universally from the stars. And now in 1962, that was 5th February, and it is very interesting if you can understand that today is also 14, 1 plus 4, that is 5. In 1962, 5th February, the Antichrist was born. The Antichrist was born. And he took the lead to see what problems he can create for the dictator of the world. He created many problems. Again, the same type of planetary conjunction occurred in 1996. You try to understand what I am trying to convey to you is, in 1962, 5th February, the negative problems have started their rise. At the same time, around that time, a particular organization and organizations, you understand the words I am using. I am using them with a very strict controlled usage. A particular organization and organizations also arose to fight against the Antichrist. In Indian language, we can call it the fight against the Kali. Gene Dixon, who was very famous as a prophetic woman, said that on 5th February 1962 she saw a child born, and from the child a cross rose and captured the planet Earth. That was the vision she saw on 5th February 1962. Those negative problems, or the Antichrist problems, or the Kalki problems, the negative against all religions, have their own plan of action. But a particular organization, helped by many organizations, in 1995 has started a particular era where the solar worship, the worship of the sun, is slowly gathering momentum. These aspects you try to understand. In 1962 the problem started. Let us not worry about the problems and how they grew and what organization and organizations fought against it. But by 1996, when the same planetary configuration occurred, we have succeeded. When I say we, all of us who are joining now and who will joining later, all of us have played our own part. And by 1996, what we will call the midpoint of Parampuja Gurudev's Gayatri Upasana's massive approach towards solving this problem occurred. That was known as the Ardhavarshik Samaroha. Slowly, as the humanity grows, the sun will play the most dominant role physically and spiritually. This process where the sun is going to play the only role of worshipable source of energy, as it grows, slowly all the religions will merge into the solar worship, as it was at the time of Egyptian culture at its heights and the Atlantic period at its heights. These two you have to search and get the details. The Egyptian Pharaoh, the king of the Atlantic Egyptian period, was able to convince the people at his time that all the various gods and goddesses you worship are nothing but various approaches towards worshipping the one power of energy and divine energy, that is the sun. Again, you try to understand what I am trying to convey to you. At the heights of Egyptian period and also at the heights of Atlantic period. No voice, don't worry Teja, you tell them that those who are breaking and no voice, they will hear it later. Those SS that now are coming are those who are hearing. I was telling you about the pinnacles of glory of the Egyptian dynasty in the Atlantic period. I am talking about their pinnacles, the tremendous heights they have reached, and I am giving you an explanation how they reached that great glory. These details, those who are searching, can get in Edgar Cayce's books. Edgar Cayce's books, almost with the same name. Anyway, I am coming back to the point. Today exactly what happened is, the shift from the many, many, many oriented gods and goddesses, whether you call it in any language or any religion, it's not a problem. What we have to understand and spread these scientific aspects, that every god and goddesses are nothing but specifically oriented divine rays from the sun. The sun worship was at its greatest heights in these two periods about which I was talking about, the Egyptian period and the Atlantic period. Of course, the Atlantic period was before the Egyptian period. There was a fall from that. The Egyptian period tried to achieve the heights again it fall, and now the two people from the Atlantic period who were experts in software engineering, they are now coming back again. And when they found that the electronic concepts are being misused, we find the obstruction now they have created in that particular field, but it will not last. Again the software engineering will grow and grow to unlimited heights. But those who are dealing with it must know that they have done something wrong. And that something wrong is, they have forgotten about the solar worshipping. And when I say solar worshipping, I don't mean that you offer some flowers, some water, an incense stick, and give a prasad to the sun, and you think that you have worshipped sun. It is not that. What you have to know is that worshipping itself is surrendering your energies to the God. An electrical engineer surrenders his brain and activities to electricity, and he utilizes electricity. He doesn't offer some incense sticks, some flowers to electricity and say, please help me. He knows how to utilize his five abilities, his five senses, whether karmendriyas or gyanendriyas, in such a way that just now as you are utilizing electricity, light, sound, human anatomy, the doctors use it. Similarly, we have to utilize the solar energy in the same way. That is the jump, the quantum jump, today that those souls who have born from the Egyptian culture and Atlantic culture are again awakened. The solar worship, with all its various attributes, as I have already told you, depends on your five senses being tuned to the solar energy. You should become a conduit, a conductor, a wire through which the solar energy flows. And many people ask me, how is it possible? That is exactly what happens wherever there is life. That is exactly what science tells us, that wherever there is life, the sun and water must be there. That is a known fact. Even for a plant, or for an animal, or for a human being, or for the divine people, very soon we are going to see the divine people like Sanaka Sanandana, what we read in the Bhagavata, the seven rishis, the Christ, the Muhammad, the Mahavir, the Buddha, all known, well-known, great people since the beginning of the planet Earth. And I am knowingly using this word, since the beginning of the planet Earth, when there were no human beings on planet Earth, there was no life on planet Earth, but the divine persons were there. So all these divine persons are now on planet Earth. But you should know that those people who are now working, are working to bring the solar energy into our lives, this understanding is exactly what happened in those 18 minutes on 14 February 2009. This solar energy, for Indians, it is very easy because we have a formula. What is known as the Gayatri Chandas. I am not talking about the Gayatri Mantra. I am talking about the Gayatri Chandas. Of course, Gayatri Mantra is in Gayatri Chandas. That is where we have the benefit. So if the Gayatri Mantra is in Gayatri Chandas, knowing about Gayatri Chandas becomes easier when you know the Gayatri Mantra. But it is not the Gayatri Mantra in which we are interested, but we are interested in Gayatri Chandas. Why? Whenever a divine personality or a divine being, when I say divine personality, I talk about Rama, Hanuman, Krishna, Sri Aurobindo, etc. Knowingly, I am not using PPG because he is something different, and about his dictatorship I can't tell you now. But you just accept me that he is somewhere far, 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 far beyond all those about which I am talking about. And now I am coming back to the point, the Gayatri Mantra and the Gayatri Chandas. So these divine people or divine personalities, human beings who have become divine, and the devatas all have Gayatri Mantra. And we know that Gayatri Mantra has three specific words, Dhimahi, Vidmahe, Prachodayat. Any Gayatri Mantra have three specific words. Can you tell any one of you type a Gayatri Mantra of any god you know? Any god you know, if you can tell, you can talk about a Gayatri Mantra. I am waiting for the typing of any one of you who are hearing it. Forgetting about Gayatri Mantra, one is typing Narayanaya Vidmahe, Vasudevaya Dhimahi, Tanno Narayana Prachodayat. You got the point? Vidmahe, Dhimahi, Prachodayat, wherever they occur, it is in Gayatri Chandas. And when it is oriented to a particular god, it becomes Gayatri Mantra. So, the solar energy has nothing to do with Gayatri Mantra, it has to do with Gayatri Chandas. And in the Gayatri Mantra for the solar energy, a very peculiar thing happens. Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Tanno Buddhi. What is Gayatri Mantra? All of you understand? Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. They are typing Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. It has not yet typed. Got the point now? For any other Gayatri, you have the word Vidmahe. But that Gayatri Mantra, which is related direct to the solar energy, you don't have Vidmahe. Now, Vidmahe means one who knows. But one who is the solar energy itself, he becomes Varenyam. And Varenyam means the greatest. It is a superlative word. So in Gayatri Chandasas, that which is related to the solar energy, we get not Vidmahe, but Varenyam. Tat Savitur Varenyam. He is the superlative, the greatest, the best. And now, this mantra directly links you with the solar energy, whereas the other Gayatri mantras are separate rays which are individually utilized. For example, to be in a rough grouping, the solar light divides into seven groups. It is the same sun, but the ray is divided into seven groups. You have the violet group, you have the blue group, you have the red group, all the seven groups. But when all these seven groups, when they want to come together, it becomes the white solar energy. So those people who can understand this and go into the Gayatri Mantra Japa, the solar specialized life will start on planet Earth. We have to live like that. You have to utilize that energy. You are not to beg him. You are not to ask him. You have to demand him. When an electrician connects two wires, he doesn't beg the current to flow. He orders the current to flow in that direction because he knows the way in which the wires have to be connected. But if, unfortunately, if two not to be connected wires are connected, do you know what happens? A blast occurs. That was exactly what happened in the Egyptians' Bust era, in the Atlantic period era. And now we are again born to see that that wrong step will not be repeated again. That is what you have to do, the meditation, as Jwalakul Maharshi has asked about the heart meditation. One of our friends has sent that what we call page. Jayant has sent it, and I congratulate him, and I'm thankful, because he could remind me where I am not active. So Jayant, I am thankful to you. And you please see that this vibrations of the heart, where we are so sure that many countries are now related to the Aquarian age, and especially those who are living in that country will be benefited by this particular meditation as given by Jwalakul, who is now alive and living in Himalayas. And you have a very beautiful book by him, A Treatise on White Magic. A Treatise on White Magic. In that book he explains only one shloka of Bhagavad Gita, Ajopisan Avyayatma Bhutana Misharopisan. That is in fourth shloka. And he has given about 900 pages to explain that shloka of Bhagavad Gita, and that is nothing but solar energy, the white magic. Solar energy is the white magic which is giving us life. So this particular day, I invite all of you to join the band of loving people who understands the beauty of the solar worship, who understand the Gayatri Chandas, who understand the Gayatri Mantra, or those who may not be knowing this Mantra and Chandas. Even then they know that solar energy is the only energy in the world which converts itself into so many types of energies, especially those who are know about the electromagnetic radiations. We know right from the cosmic rays to the infrared rays, in which the visible light is only a very, very, very minor band. All come from the same source of energy. And remember, electrical energy is just one third of solar energy. Electrical energy is one energy which comes from the solar system. But there is two more energies which we have to catch hold of. One energy is what is already known as the prana. We know that we are born, the sun and water grow us. But when the prana is gone from our side, from our body, nobody can help you. But sun can help you. That is what Parampuja Gurudev talks about, the Sanjeevani Vidya, the energy that develops life. It is a 9-day course, and you will get it soon in e-gurukul.net. And when I say soon, it means how soon you all can join together so that the course can be started. The Sanjeevani Vidya, the Prana Shakti. I'm talking about three specific rays, energy rays that come from the sun. At present we are utilizing the electric aspect of it. Right from the cosmic rays to the infrared rays, it is all electromagnetic radiations. That is one part about which we are experts, the humanity. Now we have to become experts in the prana rays, the prana shakti. And once you are able to understand the prana shakti, naturally you can't die. We become immortal. Amara. Amara means divine, one who cannot die. But one more energy is still there in the sun, which I don't have a better word, but our ancient rishis used to call it as Kundalini. And what we know about Kundalini and what we form about the idea of Kundalini is completely 100% wrong from any book I have read except Paramapuja Gurudev's book about Kundalini. Any book we read about Kundalini is wrong, and when I say wrong, I don't say it is wrong. I am saying it wrong as a scientist. When Dalton says that the atom is indivisible, he is right, no doubt about it. But when jump ahead and reach what we call the Bohr's theory, the Schrodinger and de Broglie's theory, atom is divisible. And who is right? Both are right. So when I say that whatever I have read about Kundalini from any author I have read, I don't want to name it, but you can be sure that I have read almost any book that has been published on Kundalini, either in English or Hindi. I don't know Sanskrit. And what little is written in Kundalini in Telugu has no meaning, it is simply trash. So I am only talking about the Hindi and English books. And what I have read about Kundalini is completely wrong. Just as Dalton's atom is indivisible, is though right, is wrong now. Now, this Kundalini is to be awakened. The energy is to be awakened. So on this Valentine's Day of Love, I am not talking about a love between human beings, I am talking about the love in the universe, the vibrations of love. And this has been beautifully depicted in Nada Yoga. I think you get that Nada Yoga from, beautifully there you have the Rasa Leela, Maharasa Leela. That is the basis of Kundalini. That is the basis of Kundalini. And every day Parampuja Gurudev asks us to hear that Nada Yoga for 15 minutes. That is the basis of Kundalini. I am not saying it is Kundalini. It is the Maharasa. And Sagar's production, I think it is Sri Krishna, episode 31, CD 15, Ramanand Sagar's. There you have a beautiful depiction of Maharasa, which it is a wonder. I think it is Jwalakul and Parampuja Gurudev who entered Teja's brain, because I myself have wonderstruck how she could put it so beautifully. So this basis of Kundalini, prana and electricity, these three from the solar energy, when you can capture it, utilize it and store it, the jump from the Meena, the Piscean age, to the Aquarian age, the Kumbha age happens. I can't say happens, it happened today. Congratulations that we are there, and we invite all now and in future those who can come to it. Thank you. Any questions? So invitation to the Aquarian Age, any questions for you, or I am closing? I am waiting for your questions. And if you want any questions, you can also ask those who are hearing me here. Teja has not typed Valentine's Day, the day of love. The entire world is full of love. 1962 problem solve అయిపోయింది. ఈ మధ్యలో 30 ఇయర్స్ లో ప్రాబ్లమ్ సాల్వ్ అయిపోయింది. హియర్ సమ్వన్ హెస్ ఆస్క్డ్, ఓకే, యువర్ ఆన్సర్. వన్ ఆఫ్ మై స్టూడెంట్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు గో త్రూ ద బుక్స్ వరల్డ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్. In India we had a war with China, and we are still, Dalai Lama is in India. The problem is solved, the problem is being continued. That is why I say, those who are interested in solving these problems, this is a good opportunity. In the example in China, I told you about intermediate students. Today suppose there is an examination. For them it is important, but those who are not students, nothing. So you have to join hands for this tremendous opportunity, a very rarely given opportunity. But don't worry, I will lead you with the books, etc., I will teach you. But because I am in the web, I am just answering like that. But I have to tell you, but you have to work hard. But how much? Weekly 1 hour. That's enough. All other times you read your syllabus and show people that you are much better than others. That's the proof that we are on the correct line. You have to get more marks, how to be more attentive, and how to be more successful in life. So it's a process we have started. 1 hour every week with me or with the website e-gurukul.net. 1 hour. I am not saying daily you go through it. 1 hour. But I always advise you, all of you together, take that 1 hour. Your 1 hour is different and your 1 hour is different. It is better all of you chose. Got the point? Generally Sundays will be a free day. On that day 1 hour all of you join together and read, and 1 hour. Don't make it 1 hour 1 second. And don't make it 59 minutes, 59 seconds. It should be 1 hour. Be sincere about it. That is enough.
That's not hard working. That's the student's uncle, not
What I am talking is, that is not for Yukshil Pees. I am talking with the engineering students who are hearing this. I can give some time limit for Yukshil Pees. I have to give also some. I think per day, minimum you should work 24 hours. Minimum. And if you can work more, you can. And Parampuja Gurudev has told you that you can work 5 times more. How many hours it becomes per day? 24 into 5. Now you got it. Even students can work like that, of course. That is where they don't understand that time and space are one and the same. I like that word, I demand energy from sun god. You have a right to demand it and you will get it. Not by demanding, but showing your work so that he is forced to give you energy. Can we have a glimpse of things to come? Yes, no doubt about it. I am not saying about the time limit, but within 5 years, one thing is certain. The entire salt water of ocean will become drinkable. All the deserts on planet Earth will become fertile. And all this within 5 years. And all this Parampuja Gurudev has written in his 20 books. I am not predicting, I am telling what Parampuja Gurudev has said. And most important thing is that free electricity will be there, because when once you know to harness electricity from the sun, what do you want to pay? The electricity will be free. And when the ocean becomes sweet water, drinkable water, no water limitations. So no water limitations, no current limitations, and naturally no pollution. No pollution. So we can almost say that within 5 years the planet Earth will become much purer, much purer. But the steps we have to take, well, you have to follow the 20 books. It all depends on how we work. And Parampuja Gurudev wants a minimum 5 lakh people so that the entire planet can be covered. And especially the youth, because they have the time to read and study. And those who are interested, the youth, they can think about the Diya aspect. I think you have heard about Diya, those who are hearing on the web. My students here have already joined it. And I ask everyone who is capable of joining it and is born in 1970 or after 1970 is welcome. But at present I am asking people to just have some English knowledge so that they can understand the class universally. But that is not a condition, because if Telugu people want that, I am forced to say in Telugu. If not, again Guruji says, what is there? You give 24 hours for English people and 24 hours for Telugu speaking people in the same day. How I will do it, I don't know. Jai Gurudev. Jai Gurudev. Okay?